from the trilogy Gnosis, Volume 1, Study and Commentaries on the Esoteric Tradition of Eastern Orthodoxy by Boris Muraviev. Excerpts on Polar Beings. At the threshold of the era of the Holy Spirit, where all that is wrong, however well-intentioned, must fall and break, the problem of the real polarity of couples becomes crucially important. Those who are polar, in essence, must take this fact into account. It is only when they gradually shed this crust that the qualities of their essence will progressively shine through, bringing at each discovery an abundance of ineffable joy. Thus, their love will always grow. They will love each other more each day, today more than yesterday, but much less than tomorrow. It is the path of triumph. In this true romance, the attitude of the lady contributes much, if not all, to the victory of the night. Her refined and artistic intuition will understand the meaning of love, that is, to love with all the fibers of one's being, up to integral identification, in a glorious dash towards the same goal. It is not sufficient for her to wait and see, and during this time just allow herself to be loved. This absolute love is accessible to the human soul, even here. However, neither man nor woman can reach it separately. It is only accessible to a couple, and on the condition of a conscious and total integration of both into a single being, by a synthesis of the real I and you, who have had the strength to break the crust of their respective personalities. In practice, this can only happen when the two personalities are already very advanced, and both rich with the experience that each has separately acquired in exterior life. This work, done by man and woman working together, can develop with extraordinary power and give rapid results, on condition that from the esoteric point of view, the two beings entirely suit each other, and also on condition that they are a perfect couple. That is, that their combination, with reservations concerning the peculiarities of their human type, reflects the relation between the absolute I and the you before the creation of the universe. This is the case of those beings known in esoteric science as polar beings. Liberated from servitude to procreation, this romance of tomorrow is called on to cement the indissoluble union between two strictly polar beings, a union which will assure their integration in the bosom of the Absolute. As St. Paul says, "Nevertheless, neither is the woman without the man, nor man without the woman in the Lord." The vision of such a romance has haunted the highest minds for thousands of years. We find it in Platonic love, the basis of the singular romance in the myths of the Androgyne Man, of Orpheus and Eurydice, of Pygmalion and Galatea. This is the aspiration of the human heart, which cries in secrecy because of its great loneliness. This romance forms the essential aim of esoteric work. Here is that love which will unite man to that being who is unique for him. Having entered into the light of Tabor, no longer two, but one drinking at the fount of true love, the transfigurer, the conqueror of death. Love is the Alpha and the Omega of life. All else has only secondary significance. However, this return to the perfect unity of polar beings is not given freely. It is the exclusive privilege of those who have crossed, or are ready to cross, the second threshold of the way. It is through realization of the totally indivisible unity of their real I, by two polar individualities arrived at the second birth, that the original sin can and must be redeemed. This is the solution for private and for public life. This is also the peace of the Lord. What is the real I, soul of our soul and core of our individuality, if not a divine spark? A particle of Christ's body? Here are some indispensable criteria that can have objective value in mutual recognition. From the first meeting, in the presence of the polar being, both the eye of the personality and the eye of the body vibrate in a manner which resembles nothing felt before. The reason for this is that these eyes find themselves then in the presence of their first love, which continues through the centuries. Without clearly being conscious of it, the polar beings know each other, and this knowledge, as ancient as they are themselves, is expressed by the voice of their subconscious. This creates an atmosphere of absolute confidence and sincerity from the moment they meet.